This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultations, meetings with all stakeholders. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh had also held extensive pre-budget consultations on various aspects related to agriculture and rural development and submitted suggestions. Our correspondent has the details.
Finance Minister is set to present a record 9th consecutive Union Budget since assuming office in 2019. In her budget speech, she will outline the government's revenue and expenditure plans for the next financial year. The budget is expected to outline the government's economic roadmap for the coming year with a focus on growth, employment generation and fiscal stability. During the course of budget preparation, various inputs have been sought from the citizens, including youth, through various platforms which will reflect in the budget. The budget documents will be available on the Union Budget mobile app and the website after the completion of the budget speech in Parliament. After the presentation of the budget, Finance Minister will interact with around 30 college students from different regions of the country. The budget session, which began on 28th January, will continue till 2nd April. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Akashwani News will broadcast a day-long special discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. The programs will feature in-depth budget analysis by leading economists and market experts, exclusive interviews with senior most government officials and public reactions. Tune into Akashwani FM Gold on 100.1 and other frequencies from 10:10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. today. This will also be available on our mobile app, News on Air, YouTube channel, News on AIR Official and OTT platform Waves. In a break from the usual weekend break, the Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will hold a live trading session today, despite it being a Sunday. Earlier this month, the exchanges informed investors that trading will proceed during regular hours from 9:15 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. IST, while the commodity market will extend its trading until 5 p.m. IST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Jalandhar in Punjab today to mark the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. Mr. Modi will visit Dera Sachkhand Bala to pay obeisance and participate in a public program in the honour of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. After landing at Adampur Airport near Jalandhar, the Prime Minister will unveil the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Ji Airport, Adampur. Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, is being celebrated across the country today. Sant Ravidas was a 14th century saint and founder of Bhakti movement in North India. It is celebrated on Magh Purnima, which is the full moon day of the Magh month as per Hindu calendar. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said that Guru Ravidas was a revered saint and social reformer. She called upon everyone to integrate his teachings into their lives and actively contribute to nation building. India and Arab states have reaffirmed their commitment to achieving a just, comprehensive and lasting peace in West Asia according to international law, relevant UN resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar participated in the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian Coast Guard is commemorating its 50th Raising Day today, marking 5 decades of service to the nation. From its beginning in 1977, with just 7 surface platforms, the Indian Coast Guard has evolved into a formidable maritime force comprising 155 ships and 80 aircraft today. And in men's cricket, India clinched the 5-match T20I series against New Zealand with 4-1 by defeating the Black Caps in the 5th and final clash by 46 runs in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala last night. Ishan Kishan was adjudged player of the match, while Indian skipper Surya Kumar Yadav was awarded player of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.